I noticed in the observations as well as the tape recordings that I worked with in my workplace research that if a woman talked about another woman's clothing, it was always a compliment. Contrast this use of small talk with the way men tended to use small talk. Anytime I observed a man commenting on another man's clothing, it wasn't a compliment, it was a playful insult. And that's what you'll hear in the next example, which comes from a television studio in a local news station in Minneapolis. Jeff Grayson is the sportscaster, and he tends to be the butt of jokes, and this is what you'll hear here, too. So Jeff is wearing a tie with a tie clip, and Alan says to him, "Nobody wears tie clips anymore. Nobody." And Jeff says, "Really?" And Alan says, "Nobody." And Jeff says, "Nobody wears tie clips." And Alan says, "Nobody wears tie clips anymore." And Jeff says, "I like it. Otherwise, if the keeper isn't low enough, I got the keeper in my face." And Alan says, "I'm just telling you style. I'm not talking practicality." And Jeff says, "Nobody wears tie clips. They're practical." And then a little bit later, he turns to a woman. He says, "See, Alan told me the news that there's that no one wears tie. What is this called?" And he kind of stretches out his tie clip to show her. And she says, "Tie clips." And Jeff says, "Tie clips anymore." And there's another. And Alan interrupts and says, "Nobody wears stuff they don't know the name of, okay?" This good-natured humor is also creating a pleasant environment in the workplace, but it's done with playful insults. It's a playful attack. It seems pretty clear to me that Jeff sets himself up. He knows it's a tie clip. He was just talking about it as a tie clip. But he sets himself up, and Alan plays the game and playfully insults him. If a woman or a man finds themselves in a workplace that's dominated by the other sex, you can see that they run into a problem. They don't know how to do this kind of small talk. This puts men in a double bind. If a man is used to having these kinds of relationships at work where you playfully insult someone, what is he going to do to a woman? Let's say a man comes in with a new haircut. He might say to the guy, "Hey, what'd you do, fall in the way of a lawnmower?" Supposing a woman comes in with a new haircut, is he going to say to her, "Hey, what happened to you to fall in the way of a lawnmower?" She might not take that very well. Well, this is the double bind of cross-cultural communication. If he treats her the same way he would treat a man, she could take offense because women don't go for that kind of ritual, and she would not realize it's a ritual. She'd be likely to take it personally or take it literally and think her hair is terrible. This is a double bind for him because if he treats her the same way he would treat a man and playfully insults her, she will probably literally take offense, or she might. She might take it literally and think her hair is terrible, or she might take it personally and think he hates her. But if he treats her differently and doesn't playfully insult her, then he's kind of locking her out of the office environment. So he can get in trouble for treating her the same as the guys, or he could get in trouble for treating her differently from the guys. One guy told me that he tried to learn how the women did compliments, but somehow it never worked quite so well. So, for example, a woman comes in and he says to her, "Oh, your hair looks great." And she says, "Really? You think so? Don't you think he cut it a little too short on this side?" And he was kind of tongue-tied. "No, he didn't cut it too short. It looks great." Because with women, the ritual is the start of a sort of ongoing exchange. So one woman might say, "Oh, your hair looks great." And the other one might say, "Really? Do you think so? I think he cut it too short on this side." And then she'd say, "No, it looks great. It really frames your face in a nice way." And she'd say, "Oh, I'm thinking." So there's a back and forth. That is a ritual that women are very comfortable with and many men don't know how to do.